You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 73, Your True Power. Today we're going to discuss the different aspects of the self. You are made up of four major aspects. You are spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. These are the four major things that make you who you are. When we think about different aspects of the self, it's clear that most people tend to focus on the physical more than any other part. This is where we begin to get into trouble, because when we focus primarily on the physical aspects of the world, then we have very little power to affect change in our lives. The reason for this is what we know to be physical reality is only the shadow of what is real. Let me explain this further as we go along. Let's now look at each aspect of the self in order to see more clearly into their individual attributes and needs. Each part of you has different needs, and you will become very imbalanced if you only concentrate on the physical part. You must understand the individual needs of each because they are all important, and some are more important than others. When we focus too much on the physical, we inevitably neglect the other very important aspects of the self. Let's look at the spiritual part of you. This is the ethereal or non-physical self. This is the primary self that gives birth to all the others. If the spirit was not present first, then you could not and would not have the others. In truth, this is who you are. You are a spiritual being appearing to have a physical experience. The spirit is the true power behind it all. It connects you to all that is. If you take care of this very important aspect of yourself, then it will take care of all the others, because they are all a result of the spirit. And what I mean by this is, if you give the spirit what it needs, then it will provide or manifest the needs for the other parts of yourself. If your spirit is happy and healthy, then it will be high vibrating and create a wonderful experience for you. Your health will be excellent, your mind sharp, clear, and creative. Your relationships will be a perfect reflection of the beauty and love within you, and your emotions will be well balanced and extremely positive and joyful. The spirit must be attended to and taken care of the same way that most people focus on their physical responsibilities. You have a greater responsibility to the spiritual part of you because it's the primary self and therefore the most important aspect of all. What are the needs of the spirit? You must understand this in order to give your true self what it needs. Remember, if you give the most important aspect of yourself what it needs, you will then be providing for the others. The spirit needs, above all things, to be reinforced with light. You see, we don't completely understand light at this point, but in time we'll understand it more. Light is a form of consciousness, and there are various forms of light, so it's important that you reach for the highest vibrational light. This must be one that is in tune with you and all that is. You are pure consciousness that has taken form, and that consciousness is all that is. It is source consciousness. If you are made of pure light and that light is love, then it only makes sense that you would require to be connected to the source of all light. This is the highest vibrational form of energy, and it encompasses a consciousness of oneness. In truth, you need to feel your connection to all that is in order for you to express your highest self. I hope you understand this, because this is really very important, and it's a really deep subject. The spirit needs to maintain a high frequency. that reinforces the connection to all that is. It is just like the crystal that must be fed its own frequency in order to continue resonating coherently. Now, how do you connect to light? Through meditation, of course. But what kind of meditation will connect you to the highest and most compatible frequency for your spirit? If you already are made up of light, then the answer to that question is within you. You must reconnect to the light through the light within you. You must reconnect by using the internal light meditation. Now, I'm not saying that other meditations are no good. What I'm saying is that for the purpose of reconnecting to source, you need to use the internal light meditation. You must start with the light that is within you because you have a unique frequency that is all your own, and you were born with this frequency, and it is already within you. You must go within you and develop that light, that frequency. This is why Spirit gave me the meditation to share with the world. It's so very important, and it can be found in my book, Doors of Light, in Chapter 11. The importance of performing the internal light meditation daily cannot be overstressed. If you want to reconnect to source, then it is a must. You must begin performing the internal light meditation daily. If you desire to tap into your true power, the power to create the life of your dreams, then you must reconnect to source first. This meditation realigns your dormant energies and raises your vibration degree by degree until you reach your home frequency. This is on the level of source. This is your true nature. It is a frequency that is all your own. It is a frequency that is you, the true you. This frequency will re-empower you and give you the ability to create at will once again, because this is who you are. If you reach for light that is outside of you, then you can bring in a foreign frequency into your body, because you are not yourself right now, and the law of attraction is in effect. So that means you can only draw to you what you are. And I know you don't want that. You don't want more of what you already have. We're trying to raise our vibration here. The foreign frequency will only cause incoherence, and not only within your body, but also within your mind and spirit. Remember, each crystal vibrates at a certain frequency, and then it must be fed its own frequency in order to continue vibrating coherently. We need to be reconnected to our natural, unique frequency that is all our own, because we have forgotten who we are and we are living far from it. This is why we have manifested sickness, disease, loss of memory, and on. The list truly does go on, because we're messed up. We have ultimately become powerless in our state of disconnection. We are not vibrating coherently. We must be reconnected to source. Our spirit needs to stay connected to all that is in order to be happy and healthy. This is why the light is seen in cancer patients to be going out, because they are no longer connected to their environment or to source. Their light is cut off, but this is self-imposed. It's usually an unconscious act, but it's still self-imposed. People with cancer are suffering from a disconnection from source. They need to be reconnected to all that is. When you begin the reconnection process through using the internal light meditation, you will find your health improving. Your entire life will change for the better because you are beginning to give your spirit what it needs. You're beginning to reconnect to your natural frequency. We cannot neglect the spirit without great consequence to every other aspect of our lives. Now let's look at the mental and emotional aspects of ourselves. We know that the mental or thought forms is what shapes the physical world. Through a marriage of the mental and the emotional, we begin to manifest the physical. The consciousness that is you begins to think and feel. This gives birth to your reality. Thought forms are all that you see. The mental part of you needs to be fed through study and learning of new things. You must grow and achieve higher knowledge, and this knowledge must benefit you on all levels, mentally, spiritually, and physically, or it is of no use to you. Your learning must inspire creativity. Your mind desires to tap into a higher field. This field is where creativity is born. Creativity is higher than the mind. It is the place where invention is born. You are truly tapping into the field of all that is when you find creativity. If you only seek knowledge for the sake of knowledge and it gives no benefit to the other aspects of yourself, you will become imbalanced and it will manifest in unwanted things in your life. All knowledge has to have a higher purpose, and that purpose must be beneficial to all aspects of yourself. The mind is happiest when it is able to create, because this is who you are. You are a creator. Your spirit desires to bring forth new ideas and to have a creative expression. Your emotions will be balanced when you feel free to do this. You seek freedom in your mind, and your emotions are the manifestation of your perception of your freedom. Now let's look at your physical self. Your physical self is made up of spirit, mind, and emotion. Your body must be fed high vibrational foods and beverages in order to maintain health and balance. It needs to be exercised, stretched, and given rest in order to heal, to grow, and to repair itself. These are the primary needs of the body and all the other aspects of yourself. We could go deeper into each one, of course, but this is a pretty good summary. Taking care of yourself means acknowledging every aspect of who you are and providing the things that bring balance and harmony to you as a divine being of light having a physical experience. Now, in the beginning, I said that most people focus on the physical world too much and forget about the other aspects of themselves. The focus is more physical than anything else because they have forgotten the truth of what makes up this world. When people focus primarily on the physical world, they are rendered almost completely powerless. They then begin to use a lot of physical effort in order to force things to happen or to change. The reason why it takes so much effort is because they are focused on the after effect. The physical reality is the result of the ethereal or the non-physical. Material things never create themselves. They are the byproduct of the non-physical, which initiates the creative force. Physicists have already proven this. The non-physical gives birth to the physical, not the other way around. So when you focus on what is and try to change it from that perspective, then you will have to exert a lot of energy in order to try to influence it. Effortless change is only possible if you use the power of your thought. If you want to redesign a building that is already erected, you must create a new vision of it. You must return to the thought process. The idea must be worked out first, and then the manifestation can follow. The physical world is the result of the spiritual, which encompasses the mental and emotional. The physical can be compared to a shadow because it does not create itself. The shadow is the result of light being cast on a body. Isn't that interesting? Because you need light in order to create a shadow. Light is the building blocks of our physical world. You do not try to fix the shadow when you want to change the body. Your true power to change your life lies beyond the physical world. It is found within the spirit, within your mind, within your thoughts. Change your thoughts and tap into your true power to change your life. The power of creation is within your mind and increased by emotion. Remember, the most powerful of thoughts are the ones that make you feel good. They are the highest vibrational thoughts because they resonate with your spirit. If these thoughts bring peace and joy to your spirit, then they have the power to manifest very quickly. You only need to allow them to. Just get out the way. Spirit wanted me to share this lesson with you about your true power, because so many are wasting so much time and effort in an attempt to better their lives. It is better for you if you put your effort where it can do the most good, and that is in your thinking process, by becoming a conscious creator. It's not in the physical, but we have been conditioned this way to place so much time and effort on physical things. We think if we can do more, then we'll have more. But it's really counterproductive. It will take time for us to break this bad habit, but it must be broken. I want to help you regain the tools that you need to affect real change in your life. I'm just here to remind you, because you already know all this stuff. It's time to start living it and start creating a life that you really want to live by becoming a conscious creator. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.